Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
You are listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 118. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so excited for you to meet my next guest. His name is Vidal Cisneros Jr. He's a keynote conference speaker. He's held author book talks with an inspiring message of perseverance. Vidal's story has been featured in the Huffington Post, The Good Men Project, NBC's Morning Blend, and he's been in the Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's also a contributor for the Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is really incredible. And Vidal has also hosted top-rated iTunes podcast, which features TED Talk speakers, best-selling authors, and world-renowned consultants. He also has a book called Thriving Beyond. Vidal, thank you so much for being here today. It's a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Absolutely. Well, I would love to know a little bit about your story, your background, the moment when you had to decide, okay, am I going to commit to win here or cut my losses, walk away and do something else? Can you take us back there?
Absolutely, Stacy. Years ago, I was this person that was lost. I was stuck. I felt that I needed to do more with my life, but I didn't exactly know what it was. So the first step, sitting in this work vehicle, back when I was a project site manager for 10 years in the road construction arena here in southeastern Wisconsin, where we're both actually from, and I was lamenting whether I wanted to leave this career, leave this mundane job, because I had already hit the ceiling. There was no more room for growth. And I made a decision one day after I was burnt out from that season. I'd worked an average of 75 hours from May all the way until October. And a couple weeks in a row, I worked 90 hours back to back. And as insane as that was, that leveraged me out of that career. And it actually ignited in me this new mindset that no matter what I put my mindset to, no matter what I put my mind to, I can absolutely create this new vision, because I didn't think I could help others that I was supervising and were on my crew, that I could help them and actually be the example for them to do the same and work an average of 75 to 80 hours that summer. And then I completely leveraged myself out. I made that decision sitting in that work truck, just put my head up high, and I looked to the clouds and I said, you know what? This is my vow to you, my maker, and to myself, that I'm done. This is my last season. And I made a big decision. I hired a millionaire mentor, which was not cheap. And from there, I started learning about the success principles.
Well, and I love that part of your story is just finding that person that can really help mentor you, because it's such a great way to fast track where you want to go, what you want to do, and who better to have somebody than somebody who's been there. They've done that and they can help you. So I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Now I would love to ask you maybe just a couple of your personal strengths, one or two things that you feel you really bring to the table in your business and just really help make it be successful.
Absolutely. I definitely bring my message to the table, and I'm very transparent and to a point where I'm very vulnerable. And I believe that is absolute bravery, and that if we're not empowered by our mess, because our mess is that message for the masses to be empowered through, and if you're not okay with your vibe, your authenticity, being who you are, then you won't attract that tribe that's out there waiting to follow you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that word, authenticity. And that's what everybody wants. You know, we want to, in this online space especially, you know, when people find us online, they want to know, like, are they real? And is it just for the cameras? You know, what are they like in person? So I think authenticity is just, it is such a huge strength that you can really share that, be vulnerable, and share your message. Now, I would love to talk more about money a little bit and your finances with financial mistakes, lessons learned. I'm sure you've got a couple that come to mind. Every business owner I talk to usually says, well, how much time do you have? You know, how can we really nail this down? So I'm just looking for a story, an example of a financial lesson learned that my listeners can take and really learn from themselves.
Absolutely. Great question. Well, going through all of the adversity that I went through back in 2009, along with, you know, the economic crash back in 2008, I learned that I couldn't rely on my 401k. And fortunate enough, that's when I had pulled out that money to invest in this millionaire mentorship program. And luckily, investing in myself really helped. But then that's when challenges became hard. That's when I ended up going through some personal struggles, and along with, you know, betrayal and divorce and separation, and that led to foreclosure and bankruptcy. So the big three, you know, divorce, foreclosure, bankruptcy, they're all connected. And once you go through those hardships, those real big adult problems, that until you have them, you realize that life gets better after going through something like that. I learned that no matter what you're going through in life, if it's a bankruptcy, if it's a foreclosure, you can get through it. You know, even as hard as it is, letting go of a house, letting go of all of the things that you put your blood, sweat, and tears in, is that you can live based on such a simplistic kind of lifestyle, a very minimalist lifestyle. And that's what I learned. I adopted this new lifestyle. I gave away a lot of my stuff. I let, through the divorce process and separation process, I let them keep everything. And through that, I learned that I can survive no matter what. And then also, part of my story is I was also incarcerated for half a year because of this traumatic events associated with alcoholism and getting into this car accident, and for the first time. And that definitely awakened me to this whole imprisonment life. And in there, I learned how easily people stretch their resources. And specifically, I saw people making what you would call in there transactions with their skill sets. So it was people creating art, people making flowers out of toilet paper and selling it and creating their own little economy, their own little business inside of there.
Wow.
And that really made me see the power of our own gifts and our own skill sets. So there's if they have the talent, and if you have any kind of talents, you have to put your resources together and use what you have. I believe too many people go based on the myth that you need money to make money, right? And learning from successful millionaire mentors that it's not about throwing money at a problem. It's about using all the things that you have available to you that you're not utilizing right now. And through that, I was able to leverage my coaching abilities, leverage my story, leverage the skills that I had learned going through this. And I was actually able to work for two Fortune 500 companies. They were actually two Fortune 50 companies. And I would have never believed that, given I had no skill sets, no higher education, but I was willing to commit to learning as much as possible and learning things that I had never stepped into. So first and foremost, technology. Technology is so important. And if you can leverage technology, the free stuff, then there's no doubt you can stretch a lot of your resources further. And that's a great way to grow your business. So that's one way that I've grown my coaching business and some of my speaking engagements as well. So definitely there's so much to do out there. I've heard so many successful people. I mean, like, you know, people on Shark Tank, Mark Cuban and everything. They always say you can create your own business. Just leverage what's already out there. You just have to go hit the asphalt running, make sure that rubber hits the road, and go after it and stay persistent. You can create something, but it starts when you make that decision that no matter what, you're not going to stop until you make that first dollar.
Right. Well, and such an incredible story. I appreciate you sharing and just being so transparent with us, because the lessons that you're teaching and that you've learned, it's so incredible and so powerful. So I appreciate that you're sharing all of this. Now, I want to kind of dig in deeper a little bit, but before we move on, I want to take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right, we are back. Vidal, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to just kind of jump right back in. I chat a little bit about work-life balance with my entrepreneurs. And this is usually a controversial question because there's just so many different ways that you can go with it. But I want to hear, how do you define work-life balance? And I need to know, do you think it exists? Is it a myth? Kind of share with me your thoughts.
Absolutely. I love this question, Stacey. I 100% believe it is a myth. You know, we might have seen that picture online that's circulating of some stones all in the perfect formation and that we need to be balanced. Well, going through all the hardships, being a workaholic and working, like I mentioned, 2 weeks in a row, 90 plus hours, and then just basically leveraging myself out of a marriage and a career that I didn't like, okay? Being obsessed is great, but the real energy lies when we're engaged to what we love. See, that's what I've learned, is that real balance means that it's not always supposed to be 50-50, right? Sometimes it will get 90-10, but then realize that 10% that you're committing to is not going to fulfill that category in your life. So finding the sweet spot. The sweet spot lies right inside, maybe 70-30, maybe 60-40. Maybe once in a while it'll get close to 50-50, right? But knowing that the sweet spot is where you're engaged and you're receiving this energy. So it might mean that today I'm going to take a walk with my kids and my dog for a half hour, and that is going to give me juice. It's going to give me energy. So really dedicating and having that time for what you love, I believe that's what true time management is. That's what's not going to deplete your energy. It's actually going to ignite it so that you can go back with a clear mind. So being mindful of your energy. You know, I believe that we have depleting energy. We have this other energy that is like automatic. When we're in workflow, we're like an automatic pilot. We're coasting. We don't even, time flies by. We're in flow state. And then we have pure, like, thriving moments when we are fully engaged because we're learning some new system. Maybe we're walking across hot burning coals and we don't want to burn our feet. There's no doubt we are engaged. Every part of our mind, our body is in it to win it, right? So understanding how our energy works, we can step back and say, okay, is this depleting me? Is this kind of toxic? Should I be taking some of this external energy in, or should I filter it, step back, get into a better place to re-energize, to meditate, right? So really understanding how our energy flows throughout our day, I believe creates a balance where we can actually thrive and not just survive and be obsessed and become workaholics and just say we have to work, 10 hours a day in order to create this business. It's about stepping back and understanding, are we workaholics or are we just not putting enough time in? So really measuring where our energy goes is really going to help you focus on where it's flowing.
Well, and I like how you're talking about that, kind of like stepping back, reassessing. Is this depleting me? You know, how am I doing with this? Is this refueling me, recharging me? You just really need to reevaluate and figure out everything you're doing. You know, how does it feel? How are you engaged right now? I love that you're kind of talking about that, taking a moment to do that. I want to know, are there certain things, or I should ask, what do you do to really recharge your batteries? What are some ways that gives you some refocus, time to really get back on track?
I love this question, Stacey. Great question. I implement a morning ritual. So in the morning, I wake up. First thing I do, as soon as my feet touch the ground, I say, thank you. Then after that, I get down and I actually get into prayer. It doesn't matter if you're religious, doesn't matter what your spiritual makeup is. You can be thankful for whatever it is you want to be thankful for, but get into prayer state, or even get into like this spoken word kind of flow. That's just how I try to ignite my day. And when I do that, it gives me a better sense of where I should focus my attention to. Like, what do I really want to be thankful for? How did my day go? I'm not waking up saying, holy cow, I've got a million things to do. I'm waking up saying, holy cow, I am thankful to be alive, and everything else is smaller because of that perspective. And then I focus on the wins. What did I do yesterday that I was really happy about? Because our mindset will either sabotage us or help us thrive. So in order for us to really engage our mindset, we need to have it focus on the positive things, the things that we really want to do in our life, and count the wins, okay? And we don't do this as a bragging thing or to impress anybody. We do it internally to reprogram the mind, because the mind has already been programmed by media that we should focus on the horrific news on TV. We want to reprogram it to focus on the good things that we're doing out in the world and ignite more of those every single day. So I focus on at least 10 wins that I did the day before, and then I focus on another 10 wins that I'm going to do today. So it could be that I'm going to call my daughter and remind her that she has a test to study for. I'm going to call my daughter and wish her a happy day, or maybe send her some flowers because she's having a bad day. Women love flowers. We need to do things that are going to help the women in our lives as fathers, as men. You know, that's so important. So do something, stretch yourself that is out of the ordinary. Forget about what society says. Who cares? I used to be the manliest dude there was, but there's this other side of me that I need to let come out. And I thrive when I'm being me, right? So that's the next thing I do, is I count the wins and I focus on the new ones. And then the next thing I do is I exercise, or at least try to do 10 push-ups. I try to do some pull-ups. I try to keep my body and my physiology active. So I get it ignited by running, by moving, getting the blood circulating, even doing 25 jumping jacks. A lot of people have been in the peak performance circle have been talking about rebounders. So a rebounder is like a small little mini trampoline for one person. And they bounce on this rebounder. And what it does is it awakens every cell in your body. It's giving it oxygen because it's bouncing up and down. Who would have thought that bouncing up and down on a little mini trampoline would awaken your whole aliveness, right?
That's so funny, because I just watched the Tony Robbins movie, The I'm Not Your Guru, and he's got one at home. He's got one behind the stage for the conference, and he's constantly jumping on this trampoline, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? Like, I knew it had to be energy related, but I had never seen that or seen people do that yet. So that's so funny that you brought that up. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about your team, delegating, outsourcing, you know, figuring out what you're great at and what you're not and what needs to get off your plate. So is there something that maybe you held on to way too long? You should have let go of this specific task, or something that you've been meaning to get off your plate? I would love to talk a little bit more about this.
Absolutely. Outsourcing is so important. Whatever you're not great at, please outsource it. I know it's probably been said time and time again, but it's a message I believe that needs to be hammered in foundationally into us as entrepreneurs, as go-getters, as dream chasers, whatever the cause may be. Finding help for the things that are mundane, the emails, the graphic design, the website, you know, you can find somebody on Fiverr. Super cheap. You might have to pay a little bit more for some of the perks, but it's okay. It's super cheap. It's going to save you time. Time is the most important thing. You don't know how many times I've depleted my energy, racking my brain because I couldn't figure out a software, or I couldn't figure out the website code or the HTML code. And you want to take away all of that depleting energy, those depleting energy activities that you're not great at, especially if you're creative. If you're an entrepreneur, there's no doubt you're creative. You're looking to solve problems. So if you want to be engaged into finding solutions, you have to try to outsource and definitely delegate the things that you're not great at and the things that you should not be wasting your time on.
Yeah, and it might take you a little bit to figure out what you are good at, what you're not. You know, sometimes we can be a little bit blind in the sense that we think, oh, no, we're doing great. And then an outsider can kind of give us that perspective of, no, it's time to get a graphic designer. It's time to get a copywriter. Or if you would just outsource your Facebook ads, you'd be getting better conversions. So it is hard. We're sometimes just so close and we think, oh, no, we're doing a great job. But you've really got to look at, you kind of step back and look at what you're putting out there. And is it really the level, the brand that you want to be exposed and putting out in the public? Well, I want to dive in before, just a couple more questions before we go. I call this the ultimate guide of the business rescue roadmap. And these can just be, you know, short, quick answers. I just kind of want to hear your thoughts on some of this. So Vidal, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
Oh my gosh, where can I start? First and foremost is the time freedom. But there's no doubt there's going to be some times when you're in promo mode, you're in launch mode, where you're going to have to be a little obsessed, and you're going to definitely have to delegate your time, like we mentioned. But that's one of the most important things, is time freedom that I do have when I'm not so in promo mode. And then also just the passion, doing what I love, helping others, igniting their day, whether it's if I'm coaching them, if I'm mentoring them, or if we are masterminding together. I just love serving others. That's just kind of like one of my big core values is helping others when they need it the most.
Yeah, being a value. Well, and then what's the challenging side for you with being an entrepreneur?
The challenging side, like most entrepreneurs, is definitely time management and letting go of the things we're not good at, and also creating new money sources. And that's the one thing too that that sometimes we feel that, well, it's going to take too much time to create maybe this affiliate program or to try to create another income stream from some of the products that we have currently in our suite. So definitely outsourcing some of that, getting some help, and trying to create other money sources across some other channels out there that are definitely growing and being a pioneer in some of the new platforms as well. Having others teach us about these new platforms and staying on the cutting edge with technology is super important.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a go-to online tool that you use to either help really save your business or rescue your life every day?
There are so many, but
Your number one.
Yeah, as of today, I would say it's definitely Calendly. Evernote and Google Calendars.
Okay. Yeah, Calendly is great, especially because they have this free version of it if you don't want to upgrade, where you can help, you know, with right now, you know, when Vidal and I are trying to go, okay, well, when are you free? Are you free Tuesday? Okay, I'm free on this day. And you're going back and forth. When you have a system where you can just go, hey, here's my link, get on my calendar, it is just so convenient for both parties involved. Love it. Great. And then tell me, last question, what is one solid piece of advice you'd give to an entrepreneur really looking to level up their business?
One solid piece of advice is that no matter what, work on your personal development. It doesn't matter how much money or how many info products that you've purchased. It has no bearing until you work on your personal development, until you really understand the 6 inches between your ears. Externally, can you actually create a business in this reality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then where can my listeners find more about you? Website, social media, anything that you want them to check out?
Absolutely. Thank you, Stacey. They can go to thrivingbeyondpodcast.com, or they can always go to VidalCisnerosJr.com. And currently, I have published a book. It's called Thriving Beyond. So they can also go to thrivingbeyond.com. And that is where I am giving proceeds of that book to PTSFaces.tv, a nonprofit that is focused on PTSD awareness, and also proceeds are going to Halo Inc., which is a homeless assistance leadership organization here in southeastern Wisconsin, to help further people that are going through foreclosure, going through addictions and devastation. So I really want to get my book in those people kind of hands, I guess.
Definitely. As we can say. Mm-hmm. Great. So that's thrivingbeyondbook.com. Well, thank you so much, Vidal. This has been so amazing. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your knowledge with my listeners. I really appreciate you having on here today.
Thank you for having me, Stacey.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit StaceyTushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.